We've been pleased to have Mark Passwaters on with us since SEC Media Days. We hooked up with him there and had a chance to talk to him and get an insight on what's going on with Texas A&M football. And he's been gracious enough to join us on a couple of occasions, and we have him again today. And he, of course, you can read his stuff on AggieL.com. It's a rival site. And we welcome Mark to the program. How you doing today?
Doing good. Just driving up to College Station to enjoy a Kevin Sumlin press conference.
Well, I know he's a happy man. I think he just got a raise here lately, if I understand correctly.
Yes, he did, and I would say it's well-deserved. He went from about the bottom of the barrel in terms of salaries in the SEC to a more acceptable level when you consider you go 11-2 out of the chute.
I was trying to remember. I think the last time we talked was right before the Alabama-Texas A&M game. And, of course, Texas A&M with the huge win there. And I dare say that really prompted the Johnny Manziel Heisman run. But there's just been so much going on at this with this program. And I know in your case, you're trying to keep up with it all. While it's good to have a lot of success, it also makes your job a little bit more tedious and having a lot more to do.
Well, it's definitely been interesting since we last talked. There's no question that the Alabama game changed the dynamic not only for Manziel, but really for the program. You know, they went from a team that looked like they were having a nice little streak to, you know, holy cow, these guys are for real, and end up in the top five for the first time in, a very long time. So, yeah, things are different. Certainly the media coverage the program's getting now is far different from anything that I can remember, and most of it is aimed at Manziel. He's a good kid. He's an interesting guy, and when you get him in front of the microphone, he's pretty honest with his comments. And, you know, when you do go out and you're the freshman, you know, redshirt freshman, and you win the Heisman and you're the first to ever do that, you know, you attract a lot of attention. Your style of play attracts a lot of attention. And, you know, that's just something that everybody's having to deal with and adjust to, and nobody more so than Manziel himself.
How much, though, has that changed the immediate media, the you, for instance? I mean, you cover everything with Texas A&M and certainly the different newspapers in the state of Texas, you know, television stations. How much has it changed the way you have to cover him?
Really not much, honestly, for a couple of reasons. The program has been fairly good at not necessarily isolating players for the media, but making sure that there's some distance between the regular beat guys and the team. They don't just necessarily throw a player out there if we request it. The other thing is, I've known Johnny for several years, so when there's something going on, I have the opportunity to actually just pick up the phone and text him or call him, which is kind of unique. So in terms of dealing with Manziel specifically, it hasn't changed a whole heck of a lot for me. For the program itself, there's a little bit more competition with, say, the ESPNs or the new NBC Sports Networks, what have you. You know, occasional different people showing up at press conferences. But by and large, when you go to College Station and you're in the Bryant Building, you're going to see the same people, and it's pretty much running the same way so far. We'll see what happens, you know, obviously with the start of spring practice tomorrow and this fall when things get a little bit more serious.
You mentioned, in fact, I remember when we first had you on our program, you talked about watching Manziel as a high school player, and you had covered him in high school, and you just mentioned the fact that you're relationship with him goes back even into those days. What do you notice differently about the kid? Has he changed much? Is he still using the same terminology that he used when he was even last year as a true freshman or times after that? I mean, what have you noticed differently about him in the last maybe 6 or 8 months?
I think that he values his privacy more. And I know that sounds kind of crazy considering he's all over Twitter, or he's at all these games, what have you. But, you know, he still is 20 years old. He's still a kid. And even though it sounds amazing for a Heisman Trophy winner, he's still kind of trying to find his way in the world. And he basically had it thrown at his feet. Of course, with all those great benefits comes a few extra side effects, including a lot of extra media attention, which I'm not exactly sure he was really anticipating, because College Station is normally just a very laid-back, relaxed town. If there is any media attention, it's very passing, almost fleeting. But it hasn't left him. He's still a national celebrity no matter where he goes. And, you know, there are a couple of times he's related that, you know, hey, it'll be nice to get back to being a regular student. Of course, he goes into the one English class he signed up for on campus, and they mob him to the point where he has to drop it. And now he's taking all online classes, which in turn has added even more media attention to him.
Right. That's kind of been, I would dare say, it's been a little bit of a negative media type attention that he's gotten. People seem to think that he is pulling away, but you're kind of explaining why that's happening.
Oh, yeah. He is a celebrity of the highest magnitude. When I was at A&M, that was when Datwin was there, and that was big time. And everybody loved Datwin. Nobody got a louder yell than Datwin did, and he was very popular on campus. Von Miller was the same way. People loved Von. Von loved him. I would say that the attention given to Johnny Manziel is 10 times more than I have ever seen given to any player at Texas A&M. You know, people revere him. And it's kind of uncomfortable to say that because he is still just a kid. And, you know, he's a redshirt sophomore. But, you know, he is held on such a pedestal, and he is in the spotlight all the time. He goes out to Hurricane Harry's to see a band. You know, there are going to be pictures of it, and a lot of them pop up on our site. And I think that that's the thing that makes Johnny different from everyone else. He is the epitome of a good team in a football-starved town. And he's the first Heisman Trophy winner they've had since 1957. So, you know, they're not going to go mob John David Crow because he's not around.
Right. Well, and I was going to say, I don't even know that John David Crow got this much attention. But then again, I think he was also a senior, and so he wasn't going to be around for a couple more years. But that said, and you mentioned he'd love to have more of his privacy back, but he's got to know that that's impossible at this point.
Oh, yeah, he knows. He definitely knows. At this point, I think it's something that he's starting to come to grips with. At one point, he shut his Facebook page down, and he's at least turned that back on. He's got somewhere in the neighborhood of 220,000 followers on Twitter, which is ludicrous. Anytime he retweets me, I get about 70, which shows the impact that he has. It's just something that as the maturity process continues on, I think he'll probably be a little more, I don't know exactly what the term is. I don't want to say responsible, but he's going to find ways to keep his private life and his life as Johnny Football a little more separate than has been so far this year.
Is there any concern, and again, this is an opinion question, but is there any concern that all of this may, I won't say go to his head, but maybe affect his play?
Well, here's how I look at it. Between the Heisman Trophy ceremony and the Cotton Bowl, he was on the Tonight Show. He did the top 10 list with David Letterman. He met LeBron James. He hung out with the Houston Rockets. He went to a Mavericks game and then went out and absolutely torched OU. And, you know, I was going to a basketball game a few weeks ago. Guy pulls up in a car, rolls down. It's like, hey, looking good, Slick. It was Johnny. And he's still Johnny. And, I think that the thing that separates Manziel from most people is when it's time to go to work and it's time to play football, he just zones in. Nothing else matters. And for a young college football player to be able to do that to the extent that he does is really remarkable. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody at that age with so little experience be able to do it.
And he calls you Slick?
He called me Slick. I call him, yeah. And I call him Smooth.
You call him Smooth.